You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
They have come out with a list of how much it costs to have a happy marriage. Jeremy, are you in a happy marriage?
As far as I know. I'm a bit oblivious to things at times, though.
Ish.
Yeah, things are fine.
Are they
Don't
fine?
Worry. Stop worrying so much about me.
I worry about you
No,
guys.
You got to stop it. Things are fine.
You know?
Fine. That's what every girl dreams about.
Things
a
are,
fine
things
situation.
Are fine.
Well, apparently, if you want to have a long, happy marriage, get your checkbook out. They say the things that you have to do to guarantee a long and happy marriage, it will cost you $381,000.
Cha-ching.
Mm-hmm.
Like over the course of the marriage or just like on day one?
Oh, first date.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people pay for their weddings.
Yeah.
They actually did factor in how much it costs for the wedding and honeymoon. They're saying $30,000 for a wedding and honeymoon.
No I've wonder I'm not married.
I've heard
no,
that.
But come on, people. Why do you want to start in so much debt?
Crazy. Ours was half that. We did 15.
And that included your trip to Hawaii.
Included the honeymoon to Playa del Carmen.
Oh, I thought you guys went to...
We went just to Hawaii, on a vacation.
Wow. Anyway, it adds a bunch of other stuff, including $800 a year for nights in. And what that means is they figured out the cost of Netflix subscription, iTunes movie downloads, drinks and snacks.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah, pizza.
Okay. And chill. $435 a year for gifts and surprises.
Surprise, we're in debt. All right.
$680 a year for jewelry. Emily, is a gentleman caller dropping any coin for jewelry for you through the year?
No, he's not a big jewelry
purchaser.
I think
the lady, after you're married for so many years, they get sick of jewelry. I know Nicole's kind of sick of jewelry. She'd rather have like Bluetooth running headphones, I think, than jewelry.
No jewelry?
Yeah. I've done the jewelry thing
for many occasions,
and I think she's okay with other things now.
See, and I specifically asked for jewelry, and I even gave him like the brand, and I said, this is the store. Just go get me a couple of these.
Kohl's.
He got me lip gloss, which was okay, but no, still, I asked for the jewelry.
Oh, sorry. Our wedding was $10,000, according to my wife. I know nothing.
Should we get her on?
I don't even know if I'm married.
You know, she probably is dying for jewelry, too.
I know nothing
too.
About our marriage. Yeah, exactly. Right. She's like, I just want a new ring.
If I get her some headphones, some earbuds, she'll be happy.
New running shoes. That's
you're
all
not,
she wants.
You're
you apparently
not
don't. You're not in touch with
no
your wife.
I have no idea what
fine.
She wants. No idea.
God.
$10,000.
What does she spend on you, just out of curiosity?
I mean,
what
a lot.
She, oh, come on.
She's put up with a lot.
No, I know you go out and buy things for yourself.
Yeah, but for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what's your jewelry?
She bought me a new hard drive for my computer, which is something I wanted. It's a couple $100.
Nerd alert. Oh,
put that on a nice 18-inch chain around your neck, Jeremy.
Yeah, I carry all of our memories around my neck.
Like a ball and chain.
$922 a year on weekends away.
I don't even know what that is.
You know, you can just hop in the car, head down to, I don't know.
This is obviously if you don't have kids, I think.
Or, you know, if you have
or any
money.
Other responsibilities.
Or maybe it includes, you know, leaving the kids with grandma.
Maybe.
$2,400 a year on vacations.
Yeah.
Works out to just under $7,800 every year and over 45 years of marriage. If you're having a long and happy marriage, it's just under $400,000.
Jeez.
That's what it costs to
you
be
happy.
You
can invest that money, single people.
I know. Can you get a loan for that amount? Like, my marriage?
Stay single and retire early.
Yeah, man. What does it cost to just die alone?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.